Collective met My God is Stronger. Dis nou byna 12:15, is eintlik 17 minute voor 12 hier by Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Wat 'n wonderlike voorreg ek gehad om vandag hier by Jamaica Way primêr te wees in Mitchells Plain. Ons het hoop foto's geneem, ons gaan hulle almal op ons Facebook blad sit en ons gaan dit op ons webblad sit en dat jy kan gerus daar gaan loer en like sommer ons page man, like ons page want daar's baie dinge wat daar gebeur. Jy verstaan nie hoe mis jy uit as jy nie weet wat aangaan in Radio Tygerbergland nie. Jy weet nie, jy is besig om jouself absolute onguns aan te doen deur nie deel te wees van hierdie gemeenskap en van hierdie familie nie. So gaan like ons Facebookblad, gaan kyk op ons webblad www.radiotygerberg104fm.co.za en daar's klomp inligting daar oor die projekte, die werk wat ons doen in die gemeenskap ensovoorts, ensovoorts, ensovoorts. Alright, nou het ek 'n klomp mense hier saam met my. Julle, dit is vol hier, hier's mense wat ek ken en mense wat ek nie ken nie, wat ek vir die eerste keer ontmoet en het almal ingespring, so ons het omtrent so 7 minute om vinnig met mekaar te gesels. Kom ons begin so met meneer Jacob, meneer Abrams. Hy is die hoof van Jamaica Way primêr. Meneer, hoe voel dit vanoggend om al hierdie aktiwiteite op die skool te sien môre?
Goeiemôre, dit is 'n baie groot voorreg om vandag hier by my skool te wees. En ek het die bedrywigheid, daar is 'n muurnes van bedrywigheid daar buite.
Dis 'n lekker atmosfeer nie?
Dis 'n lekker atmosfeer, ja. En jy sien dit glimlag te oral.
Ja.
En ek wil van die geleentheid sommer gebruik maak om vir Radio Tygerberg en Beyond the Edge Tutoring baie dankie te sê vir die wonderlike voorreg om om so 'n geleentheid te skep vir ons ouers.
Ja.
Sodat hulle kan deel wees van die opvoeding van ons kinders.
Mm. Dit is so 'n belangrike ding wat jy daar sê, want die ouers moet deel wees vir die kinders om suksesvol te wees. Die ouers kan nie hulle self verwyder en sê nie, dis die hoof in sy personeel se probleem nie. Ouers moet betrokke wees, nê?
Daar moet 'n vennootskap wees tussen ouer, kind en onderwyser.
Meneer, daar is natuurlijk baie uitdagings in die gemeenskap en jy sien dit en ek dink jy voel dit eerstehands by jy skool self. Wat is van die uitdagings wat jy ervaar?
Van die grootste uitdagings sou ek sê is dat op die oomblik maak 250 van ons kinders, dis 906 kinders hier by die skool, leerders by die skool, 250 van hulle maak gebruik van die feeding scheme, Peninsula feeding scheme, wat vir my sê dat as baie kinders wat honger van hulle huis afkom, en dit is baie moeilik vir 'n kind om op 'n hongermaag te leer, natuurlik, Dit is een van die uitdagings, en dan natuurlik, soms in sekere gevalle, 'n gebrek aan ouer betrokkenheid. Somtijds, dat weet jy vir ouers, daar is probleme met hulle kinders, en dan daag hulle nie op vir die afsprake nie. En somtijds het die onderwysers maar 'n tamelike stryd om te voer, veral met ongedisciplineerdheid. Want dit is oral lees jy daarvan, oral hoor jy daarvan. Gedisciplineerd is. Dit is ook een van ons challenges, ons uitdagings hier by die skool, om dit die hoof te bied. Maar miskien kan ek net 'n bietjie uitbrei daarop. Ons het 'n waardestelsel hier by die skool. Dit is eintlik 'n initiatief van die onderwysdepartement, waar ons elke maand 'n spesifieke waarde beoefen, om beter gedrag te
aan te moedig,
Dis korrek, ja. So bijvoorbeeld het ons in Oktober maand, het ons betroubaarheid. Die man wat toen voorbij was, het ons gehad dankbaarheid. So, elke man beoefen onze waarde en dan, as ons aangaan naar een nieuwe waarde toe, dan bring ons die ander saam wat reeds gedoen is. Op so'n manier, maar dit is ook maar een vennootskap. Ouers moet ook inkoop in dit wat ons probeer doen hier by die skool. Om gedrag te verbeter.
Absoluut. Ek praat met meneer Abrams, hy is die hoof van Jamaica Way primêr hier in Mitchells Plain. Meneer, net gou laaste vraagie aan u voordat ek aanbeweeg na die ander mense toe. Wat help u om te cope en die skool te laat groei bo al hierdie uitdagings wat u mee te kamp het? U het gepraat van die waardestelsel, maar hoe cope 'n mens as jy al hierdie goeders?
Goeie menseverhoudinge. Ek het 'n wonderlike onderstaaf. Van hoeveel onderwysers nou? 28 onderwysers en 4 van hulle is mans. En die vrouens dryf eintlik hierdie skool. Hulle sit hierdie skool, hulle maak dat hierdie skool goeie resultate lewer. En ek laat selfs toe dat die meeste van hulle op my kop sit.
Hulle moet nie die rond skuif
nie. Hulle moet nie roer nie.
Hulle nie roer nie.
Dit en natuurlik baie wonderlike ondersteuning en dan natuurlik nog die kinders self.
Ja.
Die kinders self as ek pauses tussen die kinders deur beweeg. Daar kom hulle na my toe. Hulle gee vir my daai liefde en ek probeer dit vir hulle teruggee. Dit is baie belangrik en dan nog ook die oorgrote meerder van ons ouers as wonderlike ouers.
Yeah.
Ek sien dit aan die gesindheid as hulle na die skool toe kom om whatever die probleem is te bespreek.
Yeah.
Ons beklei nie met mekaar nie. So ek dink al die faktore lei daartoe dat het vir my nie so moeilik is om die skool te bestuur nie.
Daar sê meneer Abrams, het klink of hy een fantastische werk doen. Sy sekretaris het vroeger gesê dat hulle twee is in beheer en sy is eintlik bo hom. Dis alright. Ons verstaan hoe werk die hiërargie, meneer Van Rooyen. Ons verstaan hoe werk van der Ros. Ons verstaan hoe werk die hiërargie. Ek en jy het verlede week gepraat met mekaar, nee. Daar by Tuscany Glen Primair.
Yes, that's correct, Rose. That's correct, Rosebud. I got it right today. Eh?
You got it right today.
Right today.
There are statistics that are showing that learners are unable to read and write. For me, when I heard it the first time, I was very concerned with that particular statistic, but it is the absolute truth. What do you think needs to correct it, and what do you think needs to be done in order to correct that situation?
You know, it's an unfortunate reality that learners cannot read and write even up until the age or the grade of grade 7. It's an unfortunate reality, but I think there's a lot of interventions that can take place. For example, as I mentioned last week, I think the main ratio of 1 to 40 or 1 to 50 to reach every child individually and give them that individual attention for them to prosper. So I think that is one of the major contributing factors, and I think the principal of Jamaica Primary touched on it earlier as well, the lack of parental involvement in many cases. What we tend to forget is that it is so important for a child to go back home and do consolidation of what they were taught at school today, because there's only so many hours in the day. So that consolidation is quite important for parents to be involved, and as I said last week also, just that reading, and the earlier a child is exposed to reading, even if it's just hearing it, the chances of that child being able to comprehend and read at school is greater.
Yeah.
So I think definitely yes, that those are one of the few challenges that I can think of at this point in time. Yeah. But there's obviously many, many more.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got two other guests. One I've spoken to. Are you also going to chat to us, sir?
Hi Rose. My name is Percy Atkins. Die poikie kospot. Het was drie poote. Die onderwijzer, die kind en die ouer. So dis baie belangrik. As een van hy poote nie daar is, dan kan ons die poekie maak.
Dan kantel die poot en alles val uit.
Ja.
Absoluut.
En wat ook vir my bietjie kwesbaar is of ontstel is, die meer feit dat we didn't have parents that were very literate in our days. So they often left school at primary school, which is my high school. But they made sure that we went to school and we did our homework. And if there was a question mark in your book, why is it like that? And you thought that they were the most learned people in the world. But nowadays we have parents that are quite educated, but we find that their children are not delivering the goods because the parents are not really interested. So those absent-minded fathers and mothers, even though they are at home, we need them to be involved. And then we also have the single parent effect, where either the child stays with the mom because the dad has disappeared, or there's no real respect for the mom. So you find that moms are playing the role of dad and mom, which is actually sad.
Yeah.
So hopefully they do something like that. And then WCD and National Department of Education, I think they still have a top-down structure, although we're in the democracy for 25 years. My head is probably on the roll here now, but they need to listen to the people on the ground, the people in the trenches, whereby if
we did. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Awesome.
And how are you?
Good, good. Thank you very much.
Yes.
You are involved also with Beyond the Age Tutoring. Your name quickly just before we...
Yeah, Miss Tessa.
Miss Tessa, there you go. Yes, yes, yes. Just final thoughts from you based on everything that has been said this morning.
I would say our country is going through a lot at the moment. And I think that benefits on how the child learns, because poverty and basically everything that has been mentioned, and the fact that the children don't get the necessary attention from home. So as a teacher, you spend more time trying to mother the kids before you can actually teach them. And it's actually sad that the children cannot learn if they do not, if they lack love. So as a teacher, I find myself having to give lots of love before I can actually get the message through. With all the problems, I mean, with where I teach at the moment, there's problems with drug abuse, there's problems with shooting and gangs, and the kids think they belong only if they are belonging into a gang. And the gang is taking away their mind from the fact that they have to learn. And also very most important, parents forget that the children need to read at least, even if it's just 10 minutes a day. Expose your children to words. Expose them to a book. It's boring to look at a book, but once you get intrigued, and if you can see your mommy doing it, or your daddy reading a newspaper, the children like to copycat. They like to do what mommy does, especially if you can see them playing games also with each other. They always imitate the teacher, or they always imitate the mommy or the daddy. So if you read and you do all those things, they will try and imitate that also. So
That's absolutely fantastic. And I think last week we spoke about, thank you very much everybody, we spoke just in conclusion, we spoke about you know, the lack of libraries where kids can go and learn. But what I found, just to add to what you're saying, Miss Tessa, is that my child started developing a curiosity for words in shopping centers, in the shop, the name of the shop, you know, all of that. And that is also a way of teaching a child. Just walk down the street, go to the mall, tell them, this is this. It starts with a word. This is, you know, it's wimpy and whatever. And that is, that develops the curiosity. Thank you very much to everybody for coming today. Mr. Abrams, you've got a fantastic school. And I can see that your staff loves you. Continue the good work that you're doing. Thank you very much. Beyond the Edge Tutoring, again, for allowing us today to be part of your work. Bye, dankie Edmund en sy span. Ons waardeer dit opreg. Dis nou 5 minute voor 12. Ek groet vir jou met musiek van Chanel met Oorwinningspsalm. Daarna gaan ons terug na die ateljee toe. Meer as oorwinnaars met Pastoor Kobus Tron. Sy tema vandag is Wees 'n harder werker. Hou bly ingeskakel daarvoor. Dit skakel baie mooi in by alles wat ons oor gepraat het vandag. Ons almal het werk om te doen en ons moet harder werk. Van my Rosebud, tot volgende keer. Die Here seën jou. Totsiens.